So when we hear this story, we probably assume it's about money. And it is. But it's not just about money. It is also about our attitudes and our values and beliefs about faith and life. And those things simply show in the ways that we use our money. And the story is about the urgency to live our faith as if we really believe what we say about Jesus. Now, in our story, notice that the money the servants are given was not a wage. It's not something they had earned. It still belonged to the master. It didn't belong to them. He gave it to them to use for him. It was something to put it, that he put in their care for them to manage. Now, this story gets better. The story uses the word talent. Now, talent is just a transliteration of a Greek word that the New Testament was written in, of a unit for money. We use dollars. Back then, they used talents. But in our world, the word talent also means other stuff, doesn't it? It refers to our abilities in all the things that we are able to do. Not just what we have, but also the things that we are good at. So for us, Jesus raises the question about how we use our talents, our abilities, and how we use our money. The thing we spend the most on are the most important things for us, aren't they? If you doubt that, look at your checkbook ledger. Mortgage payment, probably a priority, big deal. Insurance, utilities, groceries, and so on. So in our story today, the first two servants, they took some risks. They used the master's money the way it was intended. They were bold. But the third one was afraid. He was afraid he was going to do it wrong. He was afraid he might lose his master's money. He was afraid he might be good enough. So he dug a hole in the ground and buried it. So what are you doing with your talents? Some of you may listen to the group called Nickelback. They have a new song out called "What Are You Waiting For?" And in that song, they ask, what are you waiting for? Lightning strike? Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to make you choose? And they tell us everybody needs a leap of faith. Everybody needs a leap of faith. When are you going to take yours? We have so many opportunities to bring healing and hope into this world. But if we get distracted by the other stuff in our lives, or if we just pass them by, what we're left with after the fact is regret. If we look back on the times we could have done something and we didn't, and we're left with regret. If we bury our talents in busyness and fear, our desire to be in control, if we think we can keep it all for ourselves, we're wasting them. So Nickelback asks, you only live once. So what are you waiting for? So the question for us becomes, what motivates us? What motivates in our lives? Fear or excitement at the possibilities of what we can do with our talents and everything we have? Now, of course, in our time, fear is not so much fear of the master, right? Our fear is that we're going to run out, that there might not be enough. So we're lured into keeping everything for ourselves. Economists today call that hoarding. We hoard what we have out of fear. In our story today, Jesus reminds us the talents don't belong to those three guys. They still belong to the owner. The servants were simply asked to manage the stuff for the master. God calls us to manage our talents and our resources and our money and everything we have for him because we are the way God works in this world. Our hands, our feet, our time, our money. We don't have the banner outside, but you may be aware the slogan, the motto for the ELCA that we're part of, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, is God's work, our hands. We are the way, one of the ways, that God is at work in the world now. God has given us everything we have. God doesn't want all of it back, but God does want us to use some of it to bring His ways into this world, to bring healing and hope and new life by feeding the hungry, by teaching our faith, by caring for the poor and the outcast. And guess what? We're not going to run out. The truth is, most of us, we have plenty. In fact, more than enough. And we have the ability to make such a huge difference in this world. Now, we all know life is not as easy or as certain as it was 10 years ago. It's a different time. But at the same time, the needs of those around us, the ones who God calls us to care for, their needs are only increasing. Now, we know the old adage, saving for a rainy day, right? That's a good thing. I'm a believer in that. I'm German. To save for a rainy day means that we will be prepared when a crisis comes. Save for a rainy day. The question is whether we know when it's raining. In our own community, right here in Waukesha County, our school district at Sussex Outreach Service, that our six churches in town created and sustain, right? We care for over 500 households in our school districts. At Bread of Healing Across, 16th and Fond du Lac, 300 to 400 residents around that church who don't have enough to eat, who can't find work, who face the grinding impact of poverty and racism, they're still in need. The guys in recovery at Serenity Inn, a halfway house for men who've been through inpatient treatment programs. Some of these guys, the first time they've been clean and sober is when they're like 40 or 45. And they're learning how to do things like laundry and how to look for a job and keep it and how to manage money. Just this week, a new family came to our church to do laundry because they have no money. A lot of problems, but no money. Now, we can't fix all those things, but at least we can make sure that there's a place to do laundry. It's raining hard. If we are waiting for a sign, it's here. The question is whether we will look at it, whether we will see it. I want to tell you a little bit about what it means right here in our church to use our talents and not bury them in the ground, okay? Because we try to use them well, not just for a building, but to carry God's good news into the world by intentionally loving others, not just with words, but in ways that we can taste and see and feel, in ways that keep people warm in this kind of early cold. So one of the things we do with our talents is we use them to care for those who are sick. If we use our talents with our offerings, part of what you do is you pay for Pastor Jen and me to do ministry on your behalf. So just in the last couple weeks, while you were working or doing something else, Pastor Jen and I walked with people who were struggling with addiction. Inpatient for heroin, alcohol, cocaine, and on and on. Several families with unexpected deaths for children. And several others as they approach the ends of their lives. And you sent us there. And at the same time, we celebrated baptisms and weddings and people recovering in the hospital and getting their lives back and people getting ready for marriage and those seeking to heal marriages that were strained. When we use our talents, you send us to do that on your behalf. And we don't go alone. We bring all of you with us. But it's raining. Raining hard. This is not the time to bury our talents in the sand. This is the time to aggressively live with purpose, to be faithful to Jesus' call, to be His hands and feet and ears and eyes in this world. It is through believers like us that people meet Jesus. See, following Jesus, being faithful to Him, does not need to look real churchy. It's not limited to what happens inside these walls. Instead, it looks like what happened yesterday in a warehouse. It was a little chilly, packing gift boxes for kids at Pine Ridge. We talk about our faith here. We learn it here. We receive God's promise of forgiveness here. But it doesn't end here. This is where we start. Remember, this is like our gas station. This is where we are fueled up. We don't need to wait for a better time. This is the right time. It is your time to make a difference and to take risks with our talents. And we don't need to worry about doing it wrong, because there is no wrong way to share with people. There is no wrong way to feed the hungry. There is no wrong way to love others. This is the time to take risks with love and grace, with generosity and compassion. If we do nothing, if we get preoccupied with the stuff in our own lives, if we assume everything in our lives belongs to us and us alone, then nothing's going to seem or feel or be any different. God gives us talents to bring healing, hope, and new life. God's way, God's time, right now. Let's not bury God's gifts for us in the sand. What are we waiting for?